Public schools make up nearly half of the state's annual budget, and in the depths of the recession, schools took a hit to the tune of about $1 billion. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner from Dillon is one of the main sponsors of House Bill 1292.
It's about what we value in our K-12 education system. House Bill 1292 is a response to needs we have heard from our school boards, our superintendents, our principals, our teachers, and our public.
Now that the economy is rebounding, there's more money to put into schools. The bill would restore $100 million in cuts. It also earmarks money for literacy, English language learners, more transparency, and a new way to count student enrollment. Hamner says it's a good start.
It took a series of years for us to get to this situation, and it is going to take us a series of years to get out of the situation.
But for many in the education community, the measure comes with too little money and too many strings. A few weeks ago, all but 10 of the state's 178 superintendents signed one letter to lawmakers. They want them to focus exclusively on restoring budget cuts. Kirk Banghart is the superintendent of the Moffitt Consolidated School District in the San Luis Valley. He urged the Education Committee to continue revising the bill.
We beg you to please give us the money back that we need to be able to operate for our children. This is about sustenance. This is about bread and water. We are still trying to barely operate in what we need to do.
Schools say they made different budget cuts district by district, and they want the money back without earmarks. Schools had to lay off teachers, cut bus routes, hold off on infrastructure upgrades. George Welch is the superintendent for Center School District.
We had very different needs when we took the money away, and we have very different needs as we put the dollars back. And we would like as much flexibility as possible.
The amount of money in Monday's bill is also a problem. School districts want more than double the dollars the state is allocating. Democratic Representative Lois Cort of Denver supports the legislation and notes that it's above what the state is required to do.
You know, I know Representative Murray and Representative Hamner have worked on this bill yeoman's effort.
Cort told several superintendents testifying that the bill had been fully vetted.
I mean, they didn't pull these out of the air. This has been through tons and tons of discussions.
Some in the education community criticized the measure for trying to implement policies that were part of a failed ballot initiative last fall. Amendment 66 would have raised taxes to pay for public school reforms. It overwhelmingly failed at the ballot box. Now schools are saying they've had enough of legislative mandates over the years. Things such as new teacher evaluations, new student assessments, and academic standards, especially when they say there's no money to pay for them. Lawmakers didn't vote on the bill on Monday, saying they just wanted to get feedback before making tweaks. I'm Fenta Berkland at the State Capitol.